see on my lips. Take a little sip, privacy on the door, I'ma make this shit grip. Rich nigga, eight figure, that's my type. What's up? This is the Girls Locker Room Podcast. It's your girl, Keita.
Yo. I want to do that so bad, y'all. It's me.
Extra.
It's me, Charity.
Thanks for tuning in. Before we even get started, we want to thank y'all for rocking with us with our first episode. We got a lot of love and a lot of feedback. We really appreciate y'all. Sorry for the wait for this second episode, though. We had a babyface Teddy Riley technical situation going on.
Yes. Thank y'all for tuning in, too, because she just didn't let me say that.
What? I thought you were done since then.
I didn't say nothing.
You did. It was like, yeah.
All I said was yes. I wanted to say thank you.
Oh,
thank y'all.
You extra me. So we still on quarantine here in North Carolina, stay at home order due to COVID-19. What you doing this time?
What I been doing?
Yeah.
Nothing. Eating. What can you do for real?
No, seriously. Eat, work. I'm working from home right now, so this is the worst.
I could just walk
right in the kitchen.
I'd be fired.
Really?
Yes, because I wouldn't do no work. Work from home. Who?
You childish. I actually do be getting up and working, though. But it's easy access to the kitchen and Postmates and DoorDash. I swear that's all you see on my bank account right now.
Listen.
They probably know my address by heart. Like, oh, her again? But I am trying to meal prep this week, get back on track, get consistent with my working out. I did this morning too. Worked out before I logged in to work. Got my little meal prep going on so I can be semi-snatched just in case they open up outside this summer.
They got to. They got to open back up. Don't skip my birthday.
I told you before they gonna skip the whole Gemini season. That was like COVID-19 plus Gemini season. Nah, we good, B.
Nah, they do need to open up because I'm ready to wear my little summer clothes and just be cute again.
Again, so you ain't looking cute,
girl?
Right now?
No.
Girl, work listen, week. I look like Miss Silly right now.
Work week, Charity. It extends to the weekend too. So
too funny. Right now, every day feel like a weekend.
Right.
I swear to these days running into each other. Did you watch Insecure?
I did not watch it last night. I seen it on somebody Insta story and I hurried up and clicked off. I was like, I forgot to watch it. I will be tuning in tonight.
Oh, man. I meant to text you too and tell you to look at it. Oh, it hit me. Yeah, okay, maybe we'll talk about it next time, but yeah, that was a good episode.
Hold on, Ray.
Put that out there.
Now you got me about drooling. I'm ready to say
it. Was a good episode. She said some stuff that really hit, like, yes, sis, come on. But yeah, you will see it. But this week, what we're gonna be talking about is That's My Type. I did post on, I think it was on our Facebook and Instagram, actually. The question was, is physical appearance important when dating or in a relationship? What you think?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, to a certain extent, it is important.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. You know, you do have some people that feel like, oh, the physical doesn't matter.
They just be talking cap.
Yeah, no, for real. I feel the same way. Like, come on now. You got to be somewhat you got to be somewhat attracted to the person physically. So how can you say physical appearance is not important It is important because that's what's going to attract you. You don't know a person's personality as soon as you meet them. You're going to see their physical appearance first. That's just my point of view.
Now, I have had guys where, I mean, I ain't never run across nobody that's like ugly, but I mean, I've run across guys where their personality makes them look good. Put it, you get what I'm saying?
True. Like off the, like the first time you meet them, their personality was like a vibe.
Yeah, and they might want that, you know, what I was I'm looking for, but their personality kind of brightens them up. Make them glow a little bit.
You remember that old saying, they're like, oh, you dress them up. It look good if you dress them up a little bit. So funny.
But on some
so
what's your, boy.
You childish. So since we're talking about types, like, what's your, do you have a preference for like a physical appearance in a guy?
I prefer the darker brown skin, dark skin. I do prefer him taller than me, but I mean, I'm 5'3", so definitely not going to talk to nobody that's 5'3".
What? Really?
Sorry. No. I don't want no short guy now.
Mm-hmm. What about 6 feet? That's too tall for you? Or
yeah, I do think that's too tall. Okay. 5'8", 5'9", something like that. I don't want. Yeah, 6 feet is too tall. I had a guy talked to a guy. He was, I ain't like that.
Okay. So what else?
As far as physical, that's about all. I mean, dark skin. Don't come with no baby face.
What's the baby face?
No hair.
Oh, right. No, I agree with you on that one. That's one of my top preferences is facial hair. Yeah. I don't like the baby face or just that little mustache.
Girl, that little mustache ain't right. Uh-uh. Don't come with just no mustache, y'all.
You childish. Nah, for real. That's not my preference. No shade to the little mustachers.
No shade. Sorry. That man.
I don't know who this man is.
What else you like, though?
Oh, let me get out my handy dandy notebook.
It's three things that come to mind every time I think about what you like.
Well, what's those three things?
A beard, big, and black. The three B's. BBB. That's what you want, y'all.
Big, bearded, and black. Okay, now I have compromised a little bit on the beard part because everybody ain't able.
I wish I had one of them little drums and then I hit the cymbal.
It was stupid, but no, I have though, because I have talked to a few guys that didn't have the beard and they were, you know, straight. But as long as you got some type of facial hair like the goatee, like we just said, like goatee, beard, but I don't think I could budge on the big and black part.
Y'all, she love a big man.
Just a little thicker, but just a little thicker. I don't like skinny or small. Put it this way, a lot of the guys I talk to can't wear skinny jeans. Not saying you coming with no bagging early 2000.
Right. They better not be wearing no boot cut.
Nah, listen up now. You're going to have to walk the other way because I ain't here for it. But yeah, slim is cool though. Like it's kind of weird to say slim thick for a man, but you know, a nice size. Like, as long as you got big arms.
Yes, and it look good.
A little good, really?
That good, girl.
So, what if he had abs? No. What if you met a fine dude was your type physically?
Don't nobody want to be rubbing on those hard, strong stomach.
What?
I don't like that.
Like, have you ever had it, though?
I mean, I had a skinny nigga. You might as well say that's the same shit. So,
I can't with you. You're
bones, so abs, like it's hard.
I'm not against it, but I do prefer not big, big. But you know, like I said, I like thick, tall men. Like the weight and the height got to go with each other, though. Mm-hmm. Like that's why I like taller guys, and you know, with a little weight on them, we can. Yeah, that works. But I ain't. I'm not against. I don't think I would be.
I mean, y'all be abs. Looking good now. Especially that little V cut. It be looking good, but that ain't what I prefer.
Okay. So, but yeah, that's pretty much as far as physical goes. And as long as your teeth decent, that I don't know. I ain't even gonna front. That's one of the first things I look at is teeth. Because you can have everything else wiped off that checklist, but it'll do them teeth, baby.
Yuck, man.
What about hair? Like, do you prefer bald guys or dreads?
You come around me with a bald head. What? Slapping fire.
Oh my God, so aggressive.
Just imagine he make you mad and walk up.
Really? You was bald.
The bald thing, yeah, no. I like a little hair. I can yank.
So we yank your hair.
Yanking.
Oh my gosh.
What you mean?
I don't think I ever talked to. On a serious level, I don't think I've ever dated anybody with hair. I prefer close cuts. Yeah. I want to see some. I like to see some waves.
Waves
going on.
Are
I'm
cool
not against.
Too.
I'm not against.
When I
anything,
say
but
hair,
it's not my preference.
I don't prefer dread heads.
Mm-hmm.
Not. Well, yeah, that's not something now. That's not something I prefer either. So.
Okay. So what about, have you ever dated or talked to a guy that wasn't really all your type physically?
Yeah.
How did it go?
I'm still single. didn't work.
Really?
I mean, the situation itself wasn't bad. They were just really nothing I would have normally went for. They were cool guys, but they wanted more than me. So, yeah.
So it really didn't have anything to do with the type, though. It was just
it really
different ways. As
I could have, okay. I felt like I could have rocked with the situation if it would have worked.
Mm-hmm. That's. Against people, I mean, I've seen people, and actually, I think someone who's married had answered a question on the Facebook and said that their husband was the total opposite of what they, you know, what their preference always was.
Right.
And I actually see that a lot these days with married couples.
I
and yeah, but I guess what kind of bothers me sometimes is people act like your type is always holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily agree with that because I don't know how I could put it into words. It's more so like, I mean, if they end up being attracted to someone who's not their type, okay, cool, but what's the point of anybody having a type if we always got to go for what's not our type?
Correct.
You know,
I don't like
that
doesn't
make
sense. Say that, like,
yeah, me either. Like,
you need to date somebody different. You keep going for the same guy, and
right. And sometimes you don't even do that intentionally.
Exactly. That's just what I attract.
Yeah, because it seems like I see a pattern now that of the guys that I dated or you know been interested in, they kind of got the same type of personalities and qualities, some better than others, of course, but you know, they kind of have the same thing going on, but and it's definitely not intentional, but Yeah, I don't really like that saying is date somebody who, I mean, you know, your type is holding you back from getting what you really want or whatever. I don't think that's the case. Sometimes, I'm not saying that's, you know, not always, but sometimes that is the case. But honestly, I feel like if you like what you like, you don't like what you don't like.
And you're not going to make me like you.
Exactly. Like, why should I settle for someone that is really not what I prefer just because society is saying date somebody that's not your type? You know, that's like forcing. To me, that's settling. I mean, it works for a lot of people, and that's great, you know, especially if y'all really connect and got that chemistry and you really, you know, fall in love with each other. That's great. Kudos to you. But don't push it all on everybody else just because you ended up with somebody that's not your type. Yeah. Don't shut somebody else's dreams or, you know, vision down, whatever. But granted, I do feel like everybody should be open-minded, though.
I haven't ran into somebody opposites attract. I ain't ran into nobody that is my opposite that attracted
me either. So. And I've tried it. Like, just like you, I've dated some guys that weren't my type that I wouldn't typically go for, because I try to be open-minded. Then, you know, like I said, I've heard people say date somebody that's not your type, so I tried it quite a few times and I did not connect with them, and it had nothing to do with the physical part. It's just still the personality. I just
I'm past 30 now. One strike, you out.
One strike, they only get one strike, sis.
Unless I really like you, so If you struck out, I ain't really like you.
If you really like them, they get by 27-11 chances.
Listen, be out and be safe at the same time. You safe?
You stupid! I cannot. One strike you out, and then she ain't really like you like that, B. I hate to break it to you, sorry to this man. Also, I had an experience where I dated somebody who wasn't my type. He was a good guy, but
Sorry, let me stop.
My mouth just dropped. Like, you know, I ain't finna say nothing. I ain't finna do myself dirty like that. Me, I'm still on the market. Don't do that. Don't do that. But he wasn't really my type at all, and he was a good guy. I just did not connect with him. It was a little on the corny sign, but I just couldn't. I don't know. I actually dated a couple of them, and it just, I don't know, it just was no chemistry whatsoever. And it seems like the ones that are my type, though, I do have a lot of chemistry with them. I don't know if that has anything to do with the physical appearance or not. I do have a lot more chemistry with them. But yeah, we shall see. But I don't think I'm budging on their dark skin, though.
No, for real, because I don't like y'all light skin. So.
Oh, God. Why you don't like the light skins?
Good ass like me. Sorry. I'm playing. I don't know. I mean, y'all be cute, but
you crazy.
What else you talking about?
She's shading the license. I know. I'm joking. I don't prefer light either. I don't know why. I just like dark skinned guys. But
very.
But yeah, I just feel like people shouldn't put so much emphasis. I think you should always go, you know, be open-minded, date who you want to date. Don't let society tell you, I ain't finna date this person because they ain't my, you know, they ain't my type, so I ain't finna date them. Or people say I need to go for something else. You know, whatever, whatever. I wouldn't go through all that.
Mm-hmm. Has sex been a deal breaker for you? As far as somebody being your type, what if they are your type and then you go knocking boots and it's like
you know boot smoke? Has this been a deal breaker for me? I can't say yes. I have had a situation, I would be like, yeah, nah, I'm good. I'm good, love, but it wasn't necessarily a deal breaker. Do you think sex can really be a deal breaker for something?
Girl, for me, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't think that you maybe could teach a man?
Ain't nobody got time for that. Who about to teach? No.
I mean, not necessarily teach, but you could tell a person what you like if you're rocking with that person. So say he your type for the most part, and physically and, you know, personality-wise has great characteristics and morals, etc. But the sex game trash. That's like, is that a done deal for you?
No, because if I like you, the sex is going to be good anyway. So... I'm here to tell y'all.
Okay. What you here to tell her?
If we talk and we had sex and we don't talk no more, it's probably one of the
I know you lie.
I ain't like you. And your sex was not, it was nasty.
Nasty, damn.
Girl, you ever had some nasty sex?
Not too
like, not the good nasty, but the like ill hairy up.
Oh, thank God I had it. See?
Yeah, that's nasty. You need to back up.
Yeah, get off.
Really? Oh, wow. Poor man. Whoever you are.
You itched. Lord have mercy.
Okay, with you. What about morals? Like for me, I'm into church, you know, and whatnot. So I really prefer somebody who's into church as well, or on that path. You know, be open minded right. about it. But at the same time, I want you to have like a level of hoodness to you too. Like, is that possible? Can I have like a saved savage going on? Like you say,
I mean, but... that's you.
It's who, me?
I mean, that's you. You saved savage, y'all. This is a holy girl.
You did not just call me holy.
I mean, you're a very, very spiritual person. Like, you would think it would be me by me growing up the way I did, but y'all, she is a very spiritual person. I personally think you do need somebody on your level. Well, I can't say your level of spiritualness, but they do, they got to have some type of Jesus. They got to, they just can't be, yeah, y'all got to go to church. I'm sorry.
Right, with me, you going to church.
Yeah, you got to go to church with Keita.
Lord, just gonna run all my little savages away.
It's a lot of guys that do probably be wanting to go to church though.
True.
That little
Yeah, we all need that little push sometimes. But yeah, that is something that's like a really big deal for me when I'm I ain't looking, but you know when you're. For my preference, for my type, is someone who has the openness to grow more spiritually, so to say. Like I said, you ain't got to be saved. I don't want no minister now. Like, you coming out. That was kind of wrong, wasn't it? My bad. But yeah, that little saved, having that balance going on, you know. Somebody could sing praises what I do, but if you won't, you know. That's like a top thing for me. Funny. Somebody who's
got. Yes. You gotta be funny.
Yeah.
And you gotta laugh at my jokes.
Are your jokes even funny?
Yes,
sis?
The freak. I'm funny. I'm hilarious.
You're hilarious. Extra. Yeah, that's a major thing for me because I'm goofy. We both goofy, so we need somebody who's just as goofy. I got to be able to send some memes to you was some. We got to laugh. Laughter is very important in any type of relationship, whether you're at work, personal relationship, friendships. You know, you got to be able to laugh. Nobody who's serious 24/7 and can't joke and uptight.
Right.
I think that's important. I think it's important to look at all qualities when you're talking about your type and what your preference is, not just the physical look, but the, like you said, the spiritual side, if you're into that, whatever type of spirituality you have, morals, be on the same page, like they want kids or not. All this stuff comes into play when you think about it. Like, have you ever written down a list? You got a list of what you like?
Mm-mm.
No. You know,
I because that's not really what I'm looking for. You get what I'm saying? So I don't, yeah, no.
You gotta be what you're looking for. So it's still good to know what your preference is. But don't get me wrong. I don't think nothing's wrong with having a list. But you know, some people like, oh, women got this checklist that men have to meet before they even entertain them. Like me personally, I got a list of things I like, and that's just because on my spiritual side, that's what I'm praying for. But I know, come on now, I'm not going to meet anybody or end up with someone who meets everything on that checklist.
Right.
I mean, but I still feel like you should have some type of expectation of what you want. Other than that, you still settling. If you just go for anything that comes your way or anybody who shows you any type of attention, you know, right. You got to have something that you like, a preference. And these men be the main one always talking about girls got this checklist. Like, they don't have no checklist, too.
Of course they do.
Because they be ready to write somebody off. Oh, no. As much as they talk about girls' edges and hair and all that. Yeah. Oh, no, she ain't got no edges. She ain't got no hair. She ain't got this or that. So these men be out here front too, like they don't have a type or preference. Some of them don't, because I seen some kind of talking in everybody.
What you call it?
What?
Community D.
Oh. they be for everybody. Community D. Mm-mm. I can't get with it. What other type of characteristics are you interested in?
Characteristics. I like big balls.
I like big balls and I cannot lie. First of all, pause. Let's just pause for a second and back up. What does balls have to do with anything? Like, why is that a preference?
I mean, that's a character. Don't come with no little walnut balls.
What?
That be shriveled up like you always told.
Oh, gosh.
One, you can't do nothing with them.
Which I don't even want to ask. Never mind. Ooh. I don't even want to know. Don't get me started. I don't want to know.
I like big granddaddy balls.
I cannot. Now, that's the first that I've heard as a preference is having big balls.
Okay. I can't be the only one that like big balls.
I don't know, sis. I ain't never heard it. We're going to have to ask our listeners, is that a preference? Is balls a preference for you? That's what we're going to have to ask people. What size? So, do you ever ask guys, like, hey, what size balls do you have? Are they small, medium, large? You ain't never asked nobody that?
Mm-mm. I'll find out.
So, hey, look, though. So, what if you get down to and they balls little?
I'm going to ball my face up.
I cannot, y'all. See, this is the evil friend, okay?
Yin Yang.
This is the evil friend. That's a good sissy. Big balls. Okay. So anything else besides big balls?
No. I gotta like you. And you gotta like me.
with you, man? Have you been drinking today? I'm trying to figure out, have you been, what you been drinking on? You need to go drink some water because you are out of control.
I'm just saying. What else you looking for? I mean, that's
looking for. I mean, I ain't really looking for anything. Yeah, I ain't really looking for nothing though. Just those are just my preferences as far as you know, physical appearance and characteristics and things like that. Because I just feel like those things are important. Because we put so much on, like we were saying, like the question about physical appearance. Even though I think it does matter, we do put a lot into that. So, because I've actually met some guys that's like literally physically everything I like. And then as soon as I had a conversation with him, it was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, it was such a turnoff. So, I mean, it goes beyond physical. Physical is important, but it definitely obviously goes beyond that. But even like the first conversation, I was like, okay, yeah, no. But you do got girls who like don't even care. He my physical type, and if they got money, you got girls who just go for it just because of what they can do for them. They ain't even that connected with them on any kind of level besides the physical part. I mean, but if that's what you're looking for, that's what you're looking for. I ain't knocking nobody. Do whatever makes, you know, you feel good, really. But what about, what about spiritually for you? Does that matter? Or kids or things like that?
No, spiritual. I mean, I need to get back in touch with my spiritual side myself. So it's like,
true.
No, I don't really. It honestly doesn't play a big role. But I honestly would like to get back in church. I've been putting it off, but you know. as far as kids, too tired, okay?
Yeah,
and that's another thing. I do, since my tubes are tired, I don't want any more kids. I don't want a guy who doesn't have kids already.
Okay.
Because I can't give him that, right. You know? And... at one point, I was saying if I got a husband, I may would untie my tubes if it came to that. But I don't really want to do that either. So I do prefer a man that does have kids already.
True.
Versus somebody who doesn't.
Right.
You know, and I met a guy who was like, from the jump, like, yo, that don't matter, your tubes tied. Hey, your kid's mine. But I still feel like down the line, he would want his own, you know, and I would feel so bad I couldn't give him that. So I want, have a few children for me. I love children. I love kids now. Not too many now, because I got three. So we got to think about my three plus your three and this one big Christmas we're going to have.
And had the whole Brady Bunch gang going.
Right. So three to max.
Right.
Both ways.
I ain't no wrong with blended families though. And those are important questions to ask, especially when you get serious with someone. Actually, honestly, I feel like before you even get real serious with someone, you should see what their perspective is on things like that. Because there's a lot of people who end up getting married and one person didn't really want kids and the other person does. And then that's a whole nother situation. Like, yeah, you might have touched on it before, but did you guys really sit and talk about that?
Right.
And it's crazy that people don't talk about stuff like that. That's just crazy to me. Like, that should be a top thing. Like, me personally, if I'm even chatting with somebody and they mention they don't want, you know, any kids or more kids, then I'm like, what's no point of me wasting my time? Not even saying I'm looking for that person to be the one, but what if they end up being the one? We're on two different paths. We disagree on
such a big matter, because I want mm-hmm. more cheese. And if you absolutely don't want any, what's the point of even wasting time? Because I'm not going to try to force you to change your mind if that's not what you want. Especially kids. You don't force anybody to change their mind about having kids. Right. They can not end good. Yeah. But I prefer, I know this might sound wrong. I have one child. I have a teenager. And I prefer guys with no kids. Some people tell me that they're selfish. And I can see why someone might think that's selfish, but I just prefer somebody with no kids.
You only got one.
But still, some I'm people
childish.
Really, I'm childish for one kid. You stupid, but you call me childish because I got one child. You are out of control. But I guess because people say, well, you got one kid, how is it fair that he doesn't have one? I said what I said. Now, I wouldn't, that doesn't mean I'm going to write somebody off. Say, you know, I meet somebody and we're vibing and they have a child. And I'm not going to say, oh, no, you got a child, I don't want to talk to you. But if I had it my way, I would definitely prefer someone with no kids.
Yeah, you honestly seem to attract guys with no kids,
and,
though,
and that's not
even
intentional.
Though it's so strange, like they never have kids.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I mean, I would talk to somebody with a kid, but there wasn't anything serious. But most guys I've dated or been in relationships with have not had kids. So yeah, let me be the first to pop this seed out. But yeah, well, I don't know. I'm getting kind of older. My ears might be getting dried up. Might have to take a trip to the sperm bank and freeze some ears or something. How'd it work?
Who the daddy?
I don't know.
What are you going to tell that baby daddy is?
I'm telling you the baby daddy.
No.
You said cause... you love the kids. Go on over to your daddy house.
I don't like kids no more.
Uh-uh, you just said you love the kids now. You could be my baby daddy. Go on the daddy cherry house, y'all. But nah, hopefully if it's in the cards for me, I have no. It's crazy though, because my daughter, oh, this girl, she's 13. She about to be 14. But my mom had me at a later age, or my sisters at an early age, however you want to look at it. So it was, honestly, it was the same way. We had a big gap. Me and my older sister are 15 years apart, and the middle sister, we're 13 years apart. So if I do have another one, well, I guess I'll follow in my mommy's footsteps.
There's nothing wrong with having a baby later in life. I mean, honestly, the older Lennon gets, I kind of long for a baby, then it's like, yeah, skirt, no.
Correct.
But.
That's crazy. But it is a preference. But it is something major that people should talk about. I don't think people talk about a lot of things that they should. They just get so infatuated with what their person.
Communication is rare.
It really is. Like, serious communication, not just, oh, we talk on the phone every day. Okay, but what type of questions are you asking? What about their prayer life? What about how they handle finances?
I haven't came across too many guys that really communicate, that can communicate mm-hmm. about, you know, those factors. And maybe it might be because they ain't really looking for nothing, so they don't feel like...
True.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've been pretty... For the most part, the guys I've dated or talked to do communicate fairly well. Some a little better than others. But most recently, I think I've had more conversations, deeper conversations about, you know, things that really matter, like finances, because you get a lot of people who end up together or, you know, get infatuated by other things from the relationship and they skip all over their finances is really important. Mm-hmm. You can have a tight financially too. Like, nobody has to have, ain't nobody saying you got to have all this money. You got to have this together, that together, a house, all these cars, you know, but can you budget? How you pay your bills? Are your bills paid on time? What kind of debt you in? Is your debt large? I mean, we all got a little debt. Student loans. Pretty much everybody got student loans. You know, but like, how do you handle your money? That's a big conversation to have. Why even entertain someone who doesn't have those preferences you like? Like, people aren't thinking about those type of preferences. In my eyes, I feel like a lot of people don't look into that. And then you get married or you move in together, and then you realize, oh, he can't handle money, or she can't handle money. And then y'all SOL because the bill's late, you know, everything behind. But those are conversations that need to be had beforehand.
They just be ready to
be booed up, be just to live with somebody, to say they got somebody in the house, or to get married. Some people want to, I would say some people want a wedding and not the marriage. Everybody want that show. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to flex on social media about their relationships and everything, but what is it? But then they're going through hell behind closed doors because of things that I feel like could have been handled with a simple conversation. You'll be surprised what a simple conversation could change.
A lot. Blocked.
It's so interesting. But yeah, so
no, it's a lot that dealing with your type and what ain't your type. Hey,
they do what's best for you. Whatever you like, go for it. Whatever you ready for, whatever you like, do what you do. That's just how I'm feeling about it. And of course, again, if charity, if y'all trying to go to charity, gotta have big balls. You ain't got,
man, go ahead.
If you ain't got big balls, man, what do you have?
Peanuts.
Salty.
Literally.
Salty cashews. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. On the hype. Bye, y'all. I don't know how you can grow them balls, but you better go on and figure it out.
Yeah, don't come here with no little balls. Just keep going.
Okay. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Girls Locker Room Podcast. Until next time, this your girl, Keita.
This